For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. A possible end is in sight for testing as the National Guard is set to leave the Alliant Energy Center when its federal orders end on August 7th. In a letter, Governor Tony Evers asked President Trump to continue the mission possibly through the end of the year, but to date, that extension has not been ordered. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi is on record saying, quote, "We have requested they stay because testing is vital to our efforts to keep the virus in check," end quote. Testing at the Alliant Energy Center is open, and the Public Health Department says it will stay that way until at least August 31st. Free testing is available Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. At an open listening session held on race, equity, and policing in Wauwatosa Tuesday night at Hart Park Stadium, the majority of speakers the Wauwatosa Common Council heard from asked for the termination of Officer Joseph Mensa. Speakers included Tracy Cole, the mother of 17-year-old Alvin Cole, who was killed by Mensa in February at Mayfair Mall, and Jay Anderson, the father of Jay Anderson Jr., who was killed in 2016. The two families' request for open records, among other things, helped push for an independent third-party investigation of Mensa. The Hart Park listening session came following weeks of protests that have shut down Mayfair Mall on at least three separate occasions. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The city of Madison will have a public listening session today at noon via Zoom as the city's police and fire commission begins its search for a new police chief. Each registered person has up to 3 minutes to share their thoughts. More Madison news, the Madison Common Council finalized a vote to remove school resource officers from public high schools on Tuesday night. The MMSD has voted to remove officers from schools but needed the approval of the full Common Council. Expected high of 77 in Madison with clearing skies during the afternoon. Overnight lows in the 60s. Thursday highs in the mid to upper 70s. Friday mostly sunny with a high of 86. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission is being criticized for its lack of transparency following a list of 11 directives given to Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales. Critics say the process leading up to the release of the directives should have had greater transparency, with the director of the Office of Violence Prevention, Reggie Moore, writing the commission not only needs to be expanded, but its current members replaced with individuals that understand their role. Expected high of 82 degrees today in Milwaukee, clearing skies during the afternoon, overnight lows in the low 60s, Thursday highs in the mid to upper 70s, Friday mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Following a lengthy debate, the Common Council of Racine has passed a mask mandate. The 8-7 vote requires everyone over the age of 4 to wear masks within 6 feet of someone outdoors and in all public buildings. First offense is $25 that doubles to $50 for the second fine, which in turn doubles to $100 for every violation thereafter. Businesses in Racine could lose their license or receive fines of between $50 and $500 for failing to enforce the mandate. Expected high of 82 in Milwaukee and 77 in Madison with clearing skies during the afternoon, overnight lows in the low 60s, Thursday highs in the mid to upper 70s, Friday mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees in Milwaukee and 86 in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.